ים את ליבך וים את ליבך וקו אל השם
קו אל השם חזק ואמץ ליבך חזק ואמץ
הכנה לשיעור בעשיריות.
Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
טוב, זה קטע ממה ש...
Well, this is a part of what Amit sent yesterday. A part of the Shabbat lesson. One who wants to succeed, the most important is in succeeding in respecting the times. Respecting the times, that's one thing. Second, to respect the fulfillment of the times within the times. And the third one is to respect the intention during the times, the fulfillment of the times, and to make sure that you compose the right intention on it. So we were asked... Amit and myself were asked, how do I intend to fill up the time of the morning lesson today? Either you read what you prepared, or you can speak from the heart. I wrote down, I am asking of the Creator that we, 10 number 5, will fill up the lesson with prayers to raise divinity from the dust and give you contentment so that we will be exemplary students.
So
the topic of times, it's... something which is not easy for me. I always look at Dani. Here's my imitation model in regarding times, both quantitatively and qualitatively. Bit by bit, we will reach this degree, but without a doubt, we need both qualitative and quantitative exertion to see that we're physically there, the beast is present at every moment that the society has decided on, and on the other hand, not to settle for it at all because it doesn't count, rather to see where my heart is in this action.
I wrote
one sentence, which is to try to integrate with you and cancel my mind for a while. Then this piece jumped to me from Rabash. The matter of Yenika Ibu. When a person removes his self for a while and he says, now I don't want to think at all about my own benefit, and I also don't want to use my mind, even though this is the most important thing for me. That is, since I'm incapable of doing anything that I do not understand, which means that I can do everything, but I need to understand the worthwhileness of this thing. Nevertheless, he says, now I'm capable for a little time to say that I take upon myself during these times that I set not to use my mind. Rather, I believe above reason, have faith in the sages, and believe that there is a supervisor who is looking at each and every one in the world with private providence. In truth, I didn't understand this question very well. How to fill up the time? The time is the time of charging during the day, and what I have to fill myself up during the day, it's with things that Rav says and your intentions.
שיעור בוקר זה מידה
מידה של אור. The morning lesson is a certain measure, a certain portion of light. This is our portion for the whole day. And out of this whole preparation that we had the day before, this is how much we will receive from this portion this day. But the portion is standing ready and it is complete. Yes, preparation is the most important thing in order to bring the maximum to the friends and not to think about myself, but to think about others. And be in the center of the ten with absolute annulment, to be together with the friends, with the upper light, with Rav, and pray there. And it would be grateful that yesterday we went up in the Zooms from 3 to 13, from 7 to 13, from 8 to 13. Even friends who weren't able to join were in intentions. I'm sure the others also were with the right intentions but couldn't find the time. We need to try harder with the irons, as Rav said, with the times, meaning, and also in the connection we have during the times and the intentions. Again, we have to do the maximum. What is important is that we will help each other in the lesson. We have come here already, we were brought here. We should do the maximum to be in a prayer each moment, come back to the intention each moment, not think about things that are outside of here, not think about ourselves. Both externally and internally, try to help each other in that. Actually, in the article we studied, learned yesterday, it really gives us all of the ingredients of the prayer that we have to include in our intention, which means to give contentment to the Creator. That's the beginning of the whole thing. By trying to love each other, by trying to pass our connection to the world, so that we will enable this light of the Creator to reach the whole world. So, now either you speak freely, or you can read this excerpt that should have been the preparation for sleep last night. Here, that's the excerpt. Where is that?
בתרגום ללחוץ על הלינק של
ההכנה
לשינה
מרבש
בית מאמר
השמונה. So, Rabash, Article 8, what is Abraham? I was old of many days in the work. One who is clever and wants to save time does not wait until he suffers a descent from above. Rather, while he is in an ascent and wants to acquire the importance of the state of closeness to the Creator, he begins to depict to himself what is a state of descent, meaning how he suffers from being far from the Creator compared to how he feels now that he is close to the Creator. It follows that even during the ascent, he learns from the discernments as though he were in a state of descent. At that time, he can calculate and discern between an ascent and a descent. At that time, he will get a picture of the advantage of light over darkness, since he can create a depiction of how he was back in the state of descent and thought that the whole matter of the work of bestowal does not pertain to him, and how he suffered from these states when he wanted to escape the campaign, and only from one place he could get some relief, meaning only from one hope, that he thought, when will I be able to go to sleep? For then he will escape from all the states of impatience when he felt that the world has grown dark on him. Now, during the ascent, he sees everything differently. At that time, he wants to work only for the sake of the Creator, and he has no concern for his own benefit. From all those calculations that he will do during the ascent, it follows that now he has a place where he can discern between light and darkness, then he does not need to wait until he is given from above a state of descent.
להגיד בבוקר חסדך, להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך, להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך.